there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And this is a pre-recorded broadcast, a brand new show just for you. And we want you to sit back and listen. We're not taking any phone calls today because we have a special guest the entire hour. Jerry Usher will be back with us tomorrow. But I get to spend the entire hour with somebody that I absolutely love listening to. He is an expert in the field of ministry devotion that he is so committed to. And I cannot wait to jump into a conversation, and we're going to learn and grow together like the Take Two family. So I'm going to give you the introduction of this wonderful guest that we have the entire hour. And then we're going to talk, we're going to learn, we're going to grow all about Bishop Sheen and the Holy Face Devotion. So Al Smith is with us, and Al Smith is a husband, father, grandfather, a man of trade, and a business owner. He has served the church for 15 years as a Catholic evangelist, radio host, writer, internet broadcaster, and retreat leader. He is a gifted speaker, giving presentations at seminaries, schools, parishes, and Catholic conferences. He is often featured on Catholic media such as EWTN Radio and Television and other radio networks and television networks. Al is the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada. And by the way, folks, you can find him in all the resources at Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society of Canada.org. And he has served on the board of directors of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Foundation in Peoria, Illinois, which promotes the cause for canonization of Fulton Sheen. So that's very exciting. And he'll tell us maybe the updates and the status of that. He is the creator of the website Bishop Sheen Today, which features the life and works of the venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Al is a writer at Catholic. He has some, you know, I'm telling you guys, it's amazing what this man has accomplished. It's incredible. Al is a writer and a Catholic exchange at Catholic Exchange magazine, and has compiled dozens of best-selling books published by Sophia Institute Press and Bishop Sheen Today Publishing. He is also an enthusiastic promoter of the devotion to the Holy Face of Jesus. Al is the founder of Holy Face Miracle. You can find all the information there at holyfacemiracle.com. which is an apostolic outreach that helps to foster a better understanding of this special devotion to the Holy Face that is needed for our times. Whew. Wow. Welcome to Take Two, Alan Smith. Wow. Incredible.
Debbie, it's great to be here. God is good. You know, you talk about that list of accomplishments. Well, they were all done with God's grace. And of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary assisting me along the way. So again, I'm a man of trade, humble stock, from a small Catholic family of 12 children, and I learned to sing for my supper. And I'm still, of course, singing a little bit to entertain, but also to educate people on the wisdom of Archbishop Sheen, his many books, his years on television and radio, and how he has a worldwide outreach. It's just, I'm pinching myself every day I get to wake up and share the wisdom of Archbishop Sheen. Because I'm convinced that every one of our listeners today has a Sheen story of how he affected their life, a video they watched or a book they read or a personal encounter with Sheen. I'm amazed. So again, I'm a blessed man to be able to share this. And of course, I have a dual role in that I've been sharing the Holy Face devotion. Many people have been seeing this beautiful image of the Holy Face appear in prayer cards and pictures. And I think people are saying, you know what, I find that this devotion is growing on me. And so there is a connection between Fulton Sheen and the Holy Face devotion, and we'll talk about that a little bit later today. Mm-hmm. But again, thanks for having me on Take Two.
Well, thank you. It's rare that Jerry and I have guests on, and normally we have guests to come on for the entire hour, because we really want to stay with a live call-in show with our Take Two family. But every once in a while during the year, Alan, Jerry and I feel so drawn to certain devotions or a deeper understanding of a person in our church or a saint or something of that nature. And, you know, with Fulton Sheen and everything that's happening with the cause for canonization and what's going on with that, and there's such a need for clarification and understanding so that we know what to pray for and we know how to grow closer to him as a holy person, a holy man of God on his way to full canonization. Because let's face it, Alan, you know, I think you and I might be around, are we around the same age? I think we might be, you know, so my parents we always heard of Fulton Sheen. My parents always talked about Fulton Sheen and I knew that he used media well. Okay. But what got you interested in him and what started it? Because I'm looking, the reason why we wanted a video of you and your studio and that's your background behind you is because it's extraordinary. I mean, you are truly devoted to this. I mean, yes, you are a father and yes, you have a job and everything, but this is your ministry that you are committed to. So I want to go back to how you got introduced to Fulton Sheen and why you feel so committed to promoting his cause. But Alan, let me just let you know that in just 2 minutes, we're going to hit the pause button. When we come back, we'll have a longer segment where we can talk about this.
All right. Well, I'll begin the story that everything is a God incident, not a coincidence. And so I was 48 years old when I found Fulton Sheen. Never saw any of his videos, read any of his books as a young man. I found him later in life. And I was dropping one of my daughters off at a Catholic college called Our Lady Seat of Wisdom. And my good wife was going through the library and they had a box of free books. And so I got my daughter settled into the dorms and we were driving home and I asked my wife, what did she pick up? And she showed me a book from Fulton Sheen. Mm. And it was a book titled Peace of Soul, one of his best-selling books from 1949. And the very first lines of that book were this beautiful but profound statement. Fulton mm-hmm. Sheen said, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. And that was the battle cry that got me alive and awake for Fulton Sheen. So we'll continue
wow.
the story.
Yeah, you hear the music. So when we come back, please, folks, sit back and enjoy this pre-recorded broadcast with our special guest, Alan Smith. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. Like I said, Jerry Usher will be with us tomorrow. Today, you have me, and I have a special guest with us, Alan Smith, for the entire hour on Bishop Sheen and the Holy Face Devotion. You're going to learn a lot with this broadcast, so please, and if you do, well, I shouldn't say if, when you learn a lot, pass it to some of your friends and tell everybody that Alan Smith, maybe he can come out and visit your parish or come to your next conference. He is phenomenal. So please, folks, you want to really pay attention to this broadcast. Before we keep going with the conversation with Al, let me just go ahead and share with our listeners. At EWTN, we value your opinions and suggestions on what you hear on EWTN Radio. Call our listener comment line 24/7 at 205-795-5773. That's 205-795-5773. Thank you for choosing and listening to EWTN Radio. So Al, let's go back to this. So say that again, just rewind about 10 seconds. When your wife gave you this book, it was from the 1940s. It was Bishop Sheen. And he said, what did he say about souls? This is fascinating.
Yeah. The very first line of this book is, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. And when I heard that, I thought, who speaks in this language anymore? Saving souls. I thought it was like revival. And I mm-hmm. thought of how, you know, when I was younger, I had many friends that were very evangelical in nature, and they loved to hand out Bible tracts and to go out and try to bring a soul to Christ. And so, you know, this language of saving souls, I thought, this gentleman is on something. He's on to something. And I said to my wife, keep reading to me. And we had a 5-hour drive to come home. And I was just enthralled by his eloquence, but his understanding of he gets us. He is a priest that has heard many confessions over the years. He knows what troubles us. And yet he wrote and gave us solutions to our problems. Many of his books are just great teaching manuals, like a beautiful catechesis. So that was a great 5-hour drive. I came home and I said to my wife, I'm going to get some more Bishop Sheen books. And I started to read Fulton Sheen, his little books, Victory Over Vice. It's just a beautiful book. Uh-huh. The Seven Deadly Sins and the antidote to the seven deadly sins are the seven last words our Lord spoke from the cross. And mm-hmm. I got that and I said, boy, Fulton Sheen is like a parish priest that understands me. He helps me. And so that little book, Victory Over Vice, just kind of got me started. And then I thought, you know, what other books does he have? And he had books on the virtues, on the Beatitudes, how to fall in love with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Life of Christ. And I just kept consuming these books. And I thought, boy, this is beautiful. And so I said to my good wife, I said, I know, I want to share this. I can't keep this. This is like having a lamp under a bushel basket. I had to lift up the bushel basket and let this shine. And, I have connections in Canada, and I'm on the radio in Canada. And I asked my local radio station if I could share a Bishop Sheen show. And I was able to get his recordings. And I sought the permission to do this and to share it. And so I started sharing Bishop Sheen recordings on my local radio station, and the telephone lines lit up. It was Protestants calling in and Catholics saying, wow, it is so great to hear Fulton Sheen on the radio. He came to our town in 1974 and preached, and oh boy, it was something. And so I thought, boy, this man is very generational. He appeals to the young, the old, the Catholic, the Protestant. This is something very special. And so I continued this journey of sharing Fulton Sheen on the radio. And then I had this holy inspiration. I was praying a holy hour one day. And of course, Fulton Sheen talked about the holy hour and encouraged us all to pray an hour each day, especially in front of the Blessed Sacrament if we're able, but still to pray. And so I was praying my holy hour, and I asked Fulton Sheen, I said, is there any work I could do for you that you'd really appreciate? I've got your old recordings on the radio. I'm sharing your books. And in that little interior voice that we all have, there was this prompting to say, I want you to go and share my books with seminarians. I want you to go into the seminaries and talk to priests, talk to young men about my writings. If we want to make the next Fulton Sheen, we have to groom these men and form them with sound teaching. And so I had this holy inspiration to visit the seminary, to give them some books. And I tell you, that little act of charity turned into something that every seminary wanted, Fulton Sheen, a visit. And we did that across my country of Canada. But I saw there was a hunger for this sound teaching. And so in the next thing I know, the Bishop of Peoria, Bishop Daniel Jenke, invited me to sit on the board of directors for the Sheen Foundation, the Sheen Cause. And this is the group that promotes the canonization of Fulton Sheen. And so I'm the only non-American on the board, and yet my enthusiasm of sharing Sheen, his writings, his teachings, it's infectious. I think people that listen to me say, wow, I want more. I want more. So that's just a little bit of how God got me into this role. And I do remind everybody, I am a plumber by trade. It's kind of.
And a very good one.
Very good one. And, you know, Father Mitch Pacwa has had me on the EWTN live show twice. We've been to Alabama and been mm-hmm. featured there. And we joked, he said, you know, where did you get your PhD? And I said, from plumbing school, you know, like he knew that sometimes our life lessons lessons are just that. We learn them, in the real world. It's, yes, many of us read, and I read a great deal, but not all of us have the luxury to go to school and get our degrees and do all this stuff. But God will use fishermen, tax collector, tent makers, and even plumbers from Canada to do his bidding. So yeah. God is good. He's got a great sense
of
humor.
All the time, God is good. Yeah. Okay, so you open for some rapid fire questions, because I have a lot I want to learn about Bishop Sheen, and I'm sure you get these questions all the time, so you could probably answer them in your sleep, Alan.
Okay, yes.
Okay. First, I've seen a lot of the footage, actually, of Bishop Sheen. He seemed kind of stern, but he also had a kind of a quick wit. Was that an accurate assessment of him?
Yeah, the term that people use, he says, his eyes looked into my soul. Mm-hmm. He had this penetrating look. But again, that's the gift of the priesthood, because he's a counselor. He needs to look and evoke an emotion. And he's very sincere. People who know him, was, yes, he might have had a stern look, but he was so generous. He would give the shirt off his back. He was always tending to souls, mm-hmm. Not just the emotional and spiritual side, but the physical side too. Remember, he raised millions of dollars to help the poor all
That's
over
right.
the world. Mm-hmm. So again, the look was to get our attention, and he did get our attention. But again, he would make us feel comfortable with his smile and his good humor. He would make us laugh in every show.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, why media? Why did he go to television?
Well, because he said, he of course started on radio and did a beautiful show called The Catholic Hour all through the 30s and 40s. But TV was coming on stream, and he knew that it was a medium that would sweep the nation. And so he wanted to be a part of that. And God opened those doors. And of course, he did his television show, Life is Worth Living, which he won him an Emmy Award for the most outstanding person on television. Wow. And I think the numbers were like 20, 30 million people every week watching him. So I think the Holy Spirit was inspiring him to say, go where you can have the biggest effect. And of course, being the head of the world missions, like in the Pontifical Mission Society, reaching millions all over the world, and of course, television reaching millions out there. So the Holy Spirit, I always say it was the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our guest is Alan Smith, and he is a strong promoter all over the world of Bishop Fulton Sheen and the Holy Face Devotion, and he's with us on Take Two. We're so excited. And Charles Beery has put together this pre-recorded broadcast, brand new content just for the Take Two family, so you guys are in for a real treat to really get to know Bishop Sheen in a better way and also to adopt the Holy Face Devotion. I have, and so has Jerry. We're big promoters of the Holy Face Devotion. I've seen it be a spiritual game changer, and Alan's going to talk about that on the last segment of Take Two. But Alan, let me share this. My sister is 12 years older than I am. I'm the youngest of six. So I remember the talk of Archbishop Sheen around my house household, but my sister remembers seeing him on TV and such, and hearing my parents talk about him and stuff. But she was quite frightened of him. Do you find that when you go and speak, that people were like a little bit, he seemed a little bit like you couldn't approach him?
I think sometimes people, the cape, I don't want to say there's a Count Dracula thing, but it was like, when someone comes in with a cape, they don't know how to take him. And I think this is what happened, is they just didn't know. I mean, they were in an awkward situation. And again, how many of us, I think because we're mature, I'd like to say mature, not older, but we have this great respect for anyone who's a bishop, a Monsignor. It's like almost like they're in their own little world. Like, we don't get to approach them. We come up them, and of course we want to kiss their ring, and but again, we have to kind of stay back. Mm-hmm. Remember, they're the bishops, the Monsignors, and we're just the little people. And so I think there is sometimes that little bit of fear, but again, just a reverence for that authority and that position. And it was in society. today people don't seem to have that same reverence for the authority of the church and right. the bishops, the cardinals. I mean, sometimes it's too casual, I mm-hmm. guess, is what I'm saying. But yeah. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, totally. Alan, when did he pass? What year?
1979, December the 9th, 1979. Mm-hmm. They found him before the Blessed Sacrament in his chapel. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had heart issues in the last few years of his life, multiple operations. Again, they found him weak. And of course, anyone who has a heart condition can testify to that. And so he was found in the presence of the Lord, in the shadow of the cross. So I think that's where he wanted to die. He always said, I wanted to die on a Saturday, on a feast day of Our Lady. But he died close to the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. He died on the feast of Juan Diego. Wow. But again, before the Blessed Sacrament, praying. So what a way to go. The good Lord is generous to us, that's for sure.
Was there any relationship or connection to Mother Angelica?
I don't think so, because again, Mother Angelica, her beginnings were after.
But he never when before when she was, you know, a sister and he was no.
Possibly. I think Fulton Sheen has met millions and millions of people. Sure. And of course, I get these stories as I speak across the country. People come up and say, oh, Fulton Sheen visited me in the hospital. Yeah, Fulton Sheen, you know, handed me my graduation diploma. Fulton Sheen, you know, came over for supper. You know, it's like he met so many people and he was just always tending to souls. So these are great stories. So I don't know if he met Mother Angelica personally when she was a religious sister, only heaven knows.
Right. Quick question. So you're on the board. Where is the status and where is he at on the canonization process?
Right. Yeah. I try to say it's pretty simple. Now, it's been a roller coaster ride. When I came on the board in 2013, you know, we were enthusiastic about the news. Of course, Fulton Sheen in 2012 was declared venerable. The miracle of the little boy that was, you know, without a heartbeat for 61 minutes and came back to life. The miracle was sent to the Vatican and it was approved. So there was always a great enthusiasm, but then there was the issues of wrestling over his remains with the Diocese of New York and the legal battles, and they were cleared up. And of course, Fulton Sheen's remains came back to Peoria. And the Vatican, of course, said, let's move forward. And then gave us a date for the beatification. And of course, then the postponement of that because of the sensitivities of society and what was going on in the church and in the laws, in the courts. And so, you know, we just said, okay, let's take some time just to clear Fulton Sheen's name once again. So there was no confusion. And I always just say that, you know, Monsignor Gray, who is our representative in the Diocese of Peoria, he was on Raymond Arroyo's show, and he said, you know, we keep saying that Sheen is clean and that there is no improprieties or anything like that, and that the Vatican has assured us that we will have a new date, you know, in the near future. And I always say we're going to see this in our lifetime. And again, it's just that you can't take away the miracle. You can't take away the 66 books. You can't take away everything that the church has promoted for all these years. And in fact, the Holy Father has said this is going to happen. And so, but again, it's the politics of society and the church. Sure. And so I always say there was a postponement, not a cancellation, that there will be a new date. Again, we hopefully sooner than later, but we meet with the Vatican on a regular basis. And so they're always saying to us, we want this to happen. You know, sort out your country, sort out, you know, what's going on with your bishops and stuff, but do it right. And so we have the support of the Vatican and we will give you a new date. Again, always say within our lifetime, that's for sure.
Very cool. We'll be praying for that for sure. Thank you for doing that work and being on the board. That's huge. Yeah. Well, you hear the music, Alan. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we have a longer segment. We'll talk more about Bishop Sheen and also about the Holy Face devotion for this pre-recorded broadcast here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we'll be right back. what a great conversation we're having with our special guest, Alan Smith. And for Bishop Sheen and also the Holy Face Devotion, Alan, I won't put you on the spot, but, you know, since Jerry's not here, I can do that because I have an open mic. I hope you come back and visit us again and keep us updated on how the canonization process is going, and also give us updates on the miracles that you're seeing with people that are adopting the Holy Face Devotion. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, okay, so let's, I got a couple more quick questions for you about Bishop Sheen. And then if you want to turn our attention to the Holy Face Devotion, we can finish this wonderful broadcast for our Take Two family. Because one thing about the Take Two family is we are very curious about the details, not because we're nosy, but because we like to learn. We really do. And we want the inside scoop. So is there anything you can tell us about Bishop Sheen that we may not be aware of? We're not, you know, maybe it's a misconception. Maybe it's something that, you know, it's maybe a hidden detail that it would be fascinating to us. Anything you can share?
Well, I've been sharing recently Fulton Sheen's love for everything Carmel. Fulton Sheen in 1948, 30 years into his priesthood, became a Third Order Carmelite.
Wow.
And, you know, I think people kind of say, oh, I know that I can become a Third Order Franciscan, a Third Order Dominican, and priests can become Third Order of many, you know, there's so many different beautiful spiritualities. But Fulton Sheen kind of wasn't afraid to say, I love Carmel. He would visit, again, the religious sisters, the nuns, the visit monasteries. Like he would just embrace Carmel. He wrote about St. Therese. And when you think about 1948, you know, why that year, and why 30 years into his priesthood, and maybe not earlier, you start to see how, I like to say, the stars line up. Fulton Sheen, of course, when you think of the Holy Face Devotion, it talks a great deal about praying against the evils of communism. And yet he spoke against communism for many years on the radio and television, wrote many books. And so you could see he wanted to do his part and share a devotion so that people would pray a holy hour. They would make reparation against the sins of blasphemy and holy days of Sunday being just totally ignored. I mean, all of these great, these terrible sins. But still Fulton Sheen, again, becoming a Carmelite. And of course, St. Therese is the patron of the missions. And what did Fulton Sheen do in 1950? He became the head of the Pontifical Mission Society, and of course, brought so much awareness to the poor in the missions. So you can see that. And of course, later on in his life, he gave retreats in Ireland to celebrate the 100th anniversary of St. Therese's birth, and gave a great series of talks. And so I see this connection between the Carmelites, Fulton Sheen, and the Holy Face. And really, the Holy Face and the Holy Hour are inseparable, because when we pray our Holy Hour, we really are praying with God, and we see Him face to face. Yeah, He's veiled in the Eucharist, but He's there. He's present to us. So again, it's that little tidbit of Fulton Sheen being a Carmelite, Third Order Carmelite, that I think not many people know. So there you go.
I agree. And that is fascinating that he was drawn to that Carmelite spirituality. I find that interesting. And I think we actually have a lot of Third Order Carmelites that listen to Take Two. So I think they probably know it already. But if they don't, they'll be pleasantly surprised. So that's wonderful. Alan, you know, I have to tell you this. I can listen to you forever. You have such a soothing voice, but what I love about your delivery is that when you share something, you can tell it's from the heart. And you can tell that you actually genuinely care about us receiving it in a wonderful way, the way you have adopted it. And I love that. It's such a gift that God has given you. You are definitely, I know you have your trade and your business and your life, and I get that, and those are vocations and ministries as well. But this particular work that you're doing, promoting Bishop Sheen and the Holy Face Devotion, I think you are just in the right place. Do you feel it? Or do you get confirmations on that? I'm just curious.
Yeah. I like to say it's an anointed work.
Yes.
You know, there are good works and then there's anointed work. I think the fruit of visiting these seminarians and what's happening, years later, I see these young men now become priests, and they studied Fulton Sheen in the seminary and read his books. We see a real blessing. Sharing this Holy Face devotion and seeing people say, now I feel like I'm closer to Jesus. I tell the story of St. Vincent de Paul and how he just gave an image of the Holy Face to a troubled young boy. And after looking at that Holy Face image for a number of days, he had his conversion, a reversion. And so I'm seeing miracle after miracle with just people having this encounter with the Holy Face. Fulton Sheen would say, we all have to become Veronicas in this world where we reach out and compassion others. And so, again, this encounter of meeting God face to face in this Holy Face, miracle mm-hmm. apostolate that I have. So, again, it's an anointed work. It really is. And I think I was blessed to go into 25,000 homes. When you're a plumber, you fix everybody's pipes. You go into their house, you meet with them, you have their coffee, you mm-hmm. eat their food, you listen mm-hmm. to their stories, and yet you see the lived experiences, you see the joy, the sorrow, the journey. And I think that's what helped train me, is that I have met so many people over the years in my work. And then, of course, to meet people as I speak at conferences and events. But still, I think it's a lived experience. And we all need God. We all have this desire for God. We were made for heaven. And, of course, Fulton Sheen said, heaven is built on a hill, so we have to climb. And I'm just giving you some equipment to help you climb, and to get to heaven together. So, again, it's an anointed work. That's all I can really say.
Well, you do it quite well, and I'm so glad you're with us, because we love conversations like this on Take Two. And I just want to remind our listeners, in case we run out of time, because we want to talk about the Holy Face devotion and save that for this final few minutes we have with Alan Smith. But you can find Al at bishopsheentoday.com, bishopsheentoday.com. Please check out his work, check out everything he has to offer and share. And hopefully maybe if you can book him for a conference or some event, please get in touch with him. Also, holyfacemiracle.com, holyfacemiracle.com. I'm so grateful to you, Alan, for feeling so free to share this with all of us. What do you want us to do and pray for, and what do you want us to know going forward about Bishop Sheen? Because where do we fit him into our spiritual life?
Right. Yeah. With Bishop Sheen, I just think of the slogans that we all remember him for. There, of course, is what we mentioned, the first statement of unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. Do we have that really? Is that urgent for us? Do I really care about saving souls, including my own? And the answer is yes. So that's very important. Unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. Mm-hmm. The second is Fulton Sheen's title of his show, Life is Worth Living. Fulton Sheen would remind us time and time again, your life is worth living. It doesn't matter if you're a street sweeper, if you're a doctor, mm-hmm. if you just deliver newspapers, if you're a homemaker, it doesn't matter. Again, God has a plan for each and every one of us. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, God is just going to ask us how we did in that role. He's not going to rank us by a salary or position. He's right. going to ask us, how did you do? But I think if you have that joy to say, my life is worth living. God mm-hmm. has a plan for me. He's going to use me in this role, the duty of the moment. I think that's really why people loved him so much, is they kind of said, yeah, he made sense that my life, which I think is just humble or meager, there's a purpose for it. And, pain and suffering is part of the plan, part of the journey. He showed me Christ and his suffering and how I could unite it with that. And so that's very important. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is God love you. He would say, remember, God loves you and I love you. And we have to know about God's love. And right. so I think that's important. So those three little things, there you go.
Okay. And Before we turn our attention to the Holy Face devotion, did he ever say anything about Padre Pio? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. I can't really say. I believe that he went to go see him. In,
he did. Wow.
Yeah. And I think everyone that saw Padre Pio.
Yeah.
You
know, everybody I would have seen him too if I was only 3 years old though.
I know. Yeah. So again, I don't have a picture. I can't go into the archives and say, oh, here he is there. We have pictures of him with popes and, actors and stuff, but I can't say I have a picture of him with Padre Pio.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So let's, before we talk about the Holy Face devotion, let me just share with our listeners the journey home. Join us on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN TV and radio for the journey home. John Mark Grody and his guests discuss their personal journeys home back to the Catholic Church. Boy, you know, I as soon as I was reading that, that promo for our listeners, I was thinking, you know, it is stuck in my head now, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. It's so true. We've got to keep working to spread the message in a way that with charity and clarity. I know a lot of stations use that as their motto, and it's so true, but we have to keep introducing God and introducing the story to people, even though they can hear it or see it on the internet, right, Alan? We've got to keep the work it's very important, the work that we're doing using the radio and TV, using radio, the social media and Catholic media to get the word out. I believe it's God's megaphone. Catholic radio, I believe God is using it to reach each and every person. You are on the radio. That's fabulous. So of course, I believe your work is anointed. So let's turn to the Holy Face devotion that you have over your right shoulder in your studio. I see the beautiful image right there, and you can't see it in my studio, but it's over to on my right side too. And I love the image. I love the devotion, and share with us why people should bring it into their spiritual lives right now more than ever.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm a blessed man in that I have the relics of the Holy Face. There was a beautiful miracle in 1849 where the veil of Veronica was illuminated and everyone could see the features with great detail. And the artisans draw what they saw and they reproduce linens, these replicas that were then touched to the true wood of the cross, the veil of Veronica, and the spear of Longinus. And of course, they have the Vatican seal and all the paperwork that goes with it. And there's an oil lamp burning 24/7 beside these beautiful relics. But it's the story of this encounter where when we open our Bibles, we see that the word face is quoted 840 times. The word countenance is found 101 times in sacred scripture. And so you can see it's this love story of God wanting to show us his face. And of course, he came and revealed his face to us 2,000 years ago as the Christ child. He became man. And he's always wanted to help us to practice for the beatific vision of one day seeing him face to face. But we get to ponder on his life. And so when we look at the veil of Veronica, this beautiful image, we see our Lord with his eyes open. He's sorrowing. The dust, the sweat, the spittle. Again, these are our sins. And I think this is what Fulton Sheen has done so well, is that he's asked us to be almost to convict ourselves, to look upon these holy images, to look upon a crucifix. And then we see that our sin caused our Lord to suffer. And of course, it brings about in us this desire to make amends, to say, I want to change this. I mentioned earlier about St. Vincent de Paul and how he took this young boy that was a troubled son and, of course, challenged him to look at the picture of the Holy Face for a few minutes every night. And he did that. On the 13th day, he came and said, you know, Father Vincent, of course, we call him St. Vincent de Paul, but he said, Father Vincent, please hear my confession. I realize that I've done all of this to, that those tears are caused by me, that dust, that sweat, that spittle, I threw that on him. And so again, a beautiful story. And so this is what I'm finding is the Holy Face devotion is moving hearts. And again, to conversion. And I think because the devotion itself speaks to the atrocities and the great damage that's done with the blasphemies that are uttered. I mean, we can't go out into the grocery store without hearing the Lord's name in vain. You know, and even little children are blaspheming. It's terrible. And so we can make a beautiful reparation to the Lord. We can say, blessed be the name of the Lord, every time we hear someone using the Lord's name in vain. Again, Holy Day of Sunday and obligations, it's just, you know, many of us are guilty of getting lax in this area, but yet God's word is not to be mocked. It's not to be just a suggestion. It's God's word. So let's keep the Sabbath holy. Let's have these holy days of obligation and celebrate them. But still, it's this idea of, you know, we are insulting our Lord, offending our Lord, and we have to make reparation. And this beautiful devotion is a devotion of reparation, where we get to spend time on our knees, many of us, just praying. But when I look at the cures, there is a gentleman by the name of Venerable Leo de Pont, of course, from Tours, France. He's called the Wonder Worker. And of course, there were 6,000 documented cures of people that would come to his little house, his little oratory, his family business. He was a lawyer. They'd come and then they would just visit and spend time with the Holy Face. And he would just say, take the oil, anoint yourself, say a few little small prayers. And there were 6,000 cures, more cures from the lamp of Venerable Leo de Pont than Lourdes. So again, this is something we're seeing, healings with the oil, we're seeing just conversions. And, you know, the Holy Face is a currency, we like to say, in that when you look at a coin, there's usually an image of, you know, one of the presidents or the king or the queen. But the Holy Face is this coin that we ask God the Father to say, I'd like to purchase this favor through the coin of your son's holy and blessed image. So we're always praying and trying to beg God to say, could you please answer this prayer? So many miracles, so many prayers answered.
So a couple things I want to share with you and our listeners about the Holy Face devotion. Jerry and I did a few shows on it a few years back, and they were our Take Two family really responded well and started adopting the devotion. And we received some of the feedback from our listeners saying, thank you so much for introducing us to the Holy Face devotion. And but when I met you, Alan, and we started working together on the morning show at Guadalupe Radio Network, I started to realize how I knew about it. Jerry and I introduced it to the Take Two family, and yet I put it on the shelf as one of the additional devotions that I got to get to it, right? But it was when I met you and I heard you speak on a regular weekly basis, I was like, okay, I've got to get back into this. And I noticed that two things have happened, and tell me if you get this from other people. The first one was, I appreciated the Stations of the Cross, especially the sixth station, Veronica Wipes the Face of Jesus, in a deeper, more profound way since taking on the Holy Face devotion. That was number one. Number two, I have a lot of icons in my home because I worked for a pastor who was by ritual. He was Byzantine and Latin, right? And I got so used to meditating on icons as part of my spiritual life because they reveal a spiritual truth. The same thing was happening to me in Holy Face devotion. And so can you comment on those two things? Do you hear that a lot from people?
Yes. Again, it's coming in contact with our Lord's passion, his suffering. Again, Fulton Sheen would say, you can't have an Easter Sunday unless you have a Good Friday. And that we have to go through this passion ourselves. And so to see the bravery of Saint Veronica, how she had to break through the mob to compassion our Lord. Sometimes we have to break through the mob to defend Christ ourselves. We live in the same troubled times that she did. And yet, again, it's this idea of just connecting ourselves with our Lord's suffering. And so the Stations of the Cross, just lends themselves to this beautiful spiritual practice we need to take up. Fulton Sheen would say, you know, pray the stations every day, even if it's a short form. And with the Holy Face devotion, there's beautiful litanies. And these litanies take us on this journey of our Lord's life from Bethlehem in a cave, cold and damp, but still sharing his life with the world and seeing his face at all the different stages of his life. But especially at the Passion, he died for our sins. And I think this is where it stirs our hearts. So again, a beautiful tradition of praying the stations, meditating on the Passion each day. But that idea of bi ritual, I just make another note that Fulton Sheen was bi ritual. And of course, wow. Celebrate the Byzantine liturgy. And he knew that the church breathed out of two lungs, you know, east and west. And so, and of course, knew that there was a great persecution against the Byzantines and other orders too. So again, Fulton Sheen is by ritual, but still, I think it's this idea, the Holy Face devotion draws us in to meditate on the Passion each day and to count our blessings, to say, Jesus did that for me. And he would do it again and again and again, because he loves us, because it's about saving our souls. As Fulton Sheen said, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. So
yeah, I told you, Alan, that this is like the quickest hour in radio because it goes so fast. And I'm looking at the clock and we only have about 4 minutes left. And I want to make sure our listeners know, you know, that they can reach you. And so, again, I'll let me give the websites again. HolyFaceMiracle.com, HolyFaceMiracle.com, or you can reach Alan at BishopSheenToday.com. It's Alan Smith. He lives in Canada. He is a fine plumber. We know that, right? Because I'm sure all of your clients just love you. But you are passionate about spreading this worldwide, and I think it's wonderful. And I do believe your ministry is anointed, and I hope you keep going, Alan, because you are a voice that we need to hear. I want to make an extra promise to our Take Two family, because we love them. Jerry and I love our Take Two family so very, very much. You know, people are looking for summer activities. It's the summer things to do with their family. Maybe, you know, look into this and really, you know, do this together as an activity, as a family, you know, so you can appreciate the Stations of the Cross in a deeper way, or dive into the Passion of Jesus, so that it does transform you from the inside out. So we will continue to post all summer long. Our wonderful producer, Charles Berry, who put together this pre-recorded broadcast, he will post on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So if you want to like us there, Alan and I are friends, and so we get to see each other at least by Zoom once a week. And so we will definitely, if anything comes along, Alan, please, we'd like to keep everybody up to date and you know, current on what's going on. So in this final 2 minutes, why don't you share any last things that are on your heart about Bishop Sheen or the Holy Face devotion, so that we can, our takeaway can be something that we can hold on to. Now, I already wrote down, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. So I got that one at Alan.
Yeah. I mean, Fulton Sheen would remind us to pray, to pray, and to pray some more. Again, every week he pleaded with us to spend an hour a day in prayer. If you have to carve it out in 15-minute sections, do that, but be dedicated to your prayer life. You know, the interior life is so important, but to pray. So again, I plead with our audience, pray, pray, and pray some more. And of course, go to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Fulton Sheen, his Episcopal motto was Da Mater Me Venere, which means that I come to Jesus through the Mother. We need to go to her, and she will bring us to Jesus. So let us not forget the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was there with our Lord during the Passion. She met him on the way of the cross, again, on that mission to Calvary. She was there at the foot of the cross. And he said those beautiful words, our Blessed Lord did, Behold your Mother. Behold your Mother. He gave her as a gift to us. And so let us never forget that. She is our Mother for all eternity, and she's here to help us to get to heaven. So again, pray, pray, and pray some more. And of course, have the Blessed Virgin Mary in your life. And not just a token Hail Mary here and there. Have a talk with her. again, include her in your life, in your conversations. And of course, go to the Eucharist. Fulton Sheen would always say to us, we need the Holy Hour, we need the Eucharist, the sacraments, and like I say, get right with God, because as we've shared now many times during this broadcast, unless souls are saved, nothing is saved. So let's try to save our souls, let's fortify our souls, but let's use the Holy Face devotion as a way to draw us closer to Christ, and of course, reading and watching and listening to the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen.
Amen to that. Alan Smith, you are awesome. You are always welcome on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry's going to be really bummed he missed this interview, but we'll definitely have you back on. And we want to thank Charles Beery again for this wonderful broadcast that was pre-recorded for our listeners. If you got something out of this talk, please share it far and wide. And folks, we love the Take Two family. And until we meet again, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.